It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. I'm Jim Galante. I'm with Ross Tucker. It's time for Ask Ross, which is brought to you by DraftKings. And DraftKings now offers a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino offers an endless number of casino games to play, all from the comfort of home. And right now, all first-time casino players can play up to $200 risk-free for the first 24 hours of casino play. Not only do they offer games like slots and blackjack and roulette, but it's almost every day they're offering special promotions for you to take advantage of. What you need to do is go to your app store and download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app. Use promo code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 of casino games in your first 24 hours. That's promo code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I am Jim Galante with Ross Tucker. It's time for Ask Ross. Before we get started, though, Ross, you really called it before your chat with Nolan Rucci that we heard here. Very mature young man. I can't imagine being 17 years old and just that articulate and well-spoken.
You know, it's funny. It's funny that you say that, Jim, because two thoughts on that. One is I would not have been able to handle it that well. You know, I'm just looking back on the way I was in high school. And I mean, I'm half joking when I say it, but I feel like I would have worn a t-shirt every day that said number one player in Pennsylvania or number one O-lineman in the country. You know, I mean, it would have been pretty hard for it not to go to my head a little bit. So I'm extremely, extremely impressed by him. And then, you know, he's got a 31 ACT, Jim. He's got a 4.2 wow. GPA. I was joking with his parents one time. I said it's like he fell off the gifted tree and hit every branch on the way down. You know what I mean? It's like he's a good looking kid. He's really bright, smart. He's a great kid in terms of the way he conducts himself and physically. And I've put this on my social media this week at Ross Tucker NFL. You just got to see what he looks like. And now, I mean, did you see the picture, Jim, I posted from a couple years ago?
Yeah. I was just going to mention that. How bad did you feel? I'm sorry, Ross, a former NFL lineman that you are. He looked like he'd beat the hell out of you.
I posted that before because I thought, this doesn't help me. I look like an old, pathetic crap. I'm not going to post this, you know, like I'm not going to post. But then I had him on the interview and I just wanted people to see what, I mean, when he was 15 years old, right after ninth grade had ended, right around this time of year, a couple years ago, he had never played a down of high school football. He towered over me and looked so much more physically impressive. And in that picture, Jim, I'm 6'4.5", 260 pounds. And he's got me by a good 3 inches and he just looks awesome. I mean, he just looked, it's funny. I didn't talk about this in the last segment. I actually had, after that interview that first aired on, you know, my YouTube page and the Ross Tucker Football Podcast on Monday, this has never happened to me before, Jim. I had a radio request through Entercom, who I work for in Milwaukee, to talk about Nolan Rucci. Like, that's how big of a deal. He would be like the highest rated Wisconsin recruit ever. And because his brother goes there, they're really hot and heavy, hoping that they get him and thinking that they got a good chance. And so I literally did a whole radio interview in Milwaukee talking about him. It's unbelievable how gifted he is, how blessed he is. And what I said to them was, remember the movie Weird Science in the 80s? where like they made they made the hot girl, the hot chick, whatever. I guess you can't say that anymore. They made the hot girl. Back in the day, you could say that. I mean, we're talking
hot
about them making
woman.
A woman in a computer, so it's not real realistic here. But they made that. But it was like I said on the radio, I feel like if you went on the computer and you wanted to make like weird science, but you wanted to make a left tackle and not a beautiful young woman, Nolan Rucci is what would pop out. It's really crazy.
And I know we've got to get to the Ask Ross segment. I just want to clarify, because that picture with you with him was from 2 years ago.
Was 15. It was June.
Is that correct?
I believe it was June or July of 2018. He was 15. He had yet to play a down of high school football at that point. You know, he was going into 10th grade. He didn't play varsity in 9th grade.
Goodness.
His dad, with both boys, wanted them to play freshman football in 9th grade and enjoy being with their friends and have a fun year before then in 10th grade starting varsity.
Wow, that's amazing. All right, you know what? We got to get to Ask Ross here. We took up half the show, but I think everyone is interested in hearing more about the kid. That's fantastic. And it's great to hear that he is a good kid too, not just already a prima donna or that type of personality. All right, let's get to Ask Ross. Let's start with Kyle in State College. Ross, what surprises you more? The fact that Penn State has only won 2 official national championships, or that the program only has 1 Heisman Trophy winner? Which of these rare achievements do you think the storied program will enjoy next? Thank you for your insight.
That is a really good question, Kyle. It's hard to answer. I guess the one that surprises me more would be the 2 national championships, just because the 1994 team should have had at least a share of the national championship. And that bothers me immensely. What is there another team in the last 30 years, Jim, 40 years, whatever it is, that went undefeated, 12-0, won the Rose Bowl, and didn't get at least a piece of the championship? And by the way, they destroyed teams. And their whole offense went to the NFL. I've never seen anything like it. Kerry Collins, first round, top 5 pick. Kajana Carter, number 1 overall. Kyle Brady, top 10 pick. Andre Johnson, first round. Hardings, Rivera. I mean, it's just insane. You get into Bobby Engram, Freddie Scott. Like, how they – I think Nebraska won it, and it was their first one or something like that. But – that to me is infuriating. And that was right when that was my sophomore year of high school, Jim. So, you don't become as much of a fan at that point. When you start starting on your varsity team, it's like it's hard to be as much of a college fan because you're kind of playing at a high level and you're into it. But I still remember thinking, this is total BS. I know the defense wasn't great. I don't care. I don't think anybody got within like 20 points of them the whole year. So the answer to Kyle's question is national championship, because whether it's the 68 and 69 teams or whether it's, that 1994 team, they should have at least one more championship documented. That's my thought. The Heisman is a weird one. I don't know that anybody else jumps out to me right now, Jim, as a guy that you say they got robbed, he should have won it that year. I thought it was bad how people dropped off on Saquon so quick after the Ohio State game. But I'm not sure he should have won it that year. And so I can't think of another year. You know more than me, Jim, if there's a year where a Penn State guy got robbed on that.
Well, first of all, and we've been digressing this whole segment, so I'm going to keep that going, Ross. Thoughts on that 94 team? With one team, I believe it was Indiana, scored 2 late, touchdowns that were totally meaningless, but it made the score closer, much closer than the game, was one of the events that happened that was held against Penn State. The other thing is Penn State was newly into the Big Ten Conference, and they were resented in that conference. Now, typically when the voting is done, especially by the writers, it goes regionally. So if there's a Nebraska was in, I guess it was the Big 8 back then, every writer in the Big 8 area voted Nebraska. So you would expect every voter from the Big Ten area to vote Penn State. It did not happen. So if you're a Penn State fan, as old as I am, you still resent the Big Ten because of that 94 team. And by the way, I am old enough just barely to remember those 68 and 69 teams. You have back-to-back undefeated teams and you still don't win even one national championship. It's not right. And as a Penn State fan, that stuff still burns you. All right, let's move on real quick here. Nick in Harrisburg says, Ross, without question, the offensive line is the most important unit on the field, but not the flashiest. I think he's sucking up there, Ross. Anyway, he says, is it hard to convince some younger athletes that their highest potential is on the offensive line and realize that playing with the big uglies could be your meal ticket? And did you excel at other positions
yourself?
What
an awesome question. I mean, Jim, honestly, this is a unique episode of Ask Ross because it looks like we're only going to get to two questions. And they were both good. You can pick from either one of them as the winner. There are times where we do five or six, and I'm like, I don't know, Jim. I'd say that one's the best. The answer, Nick, is it is hard at times to convince guys to play offensive line. When I was being recruited, I had scholarships to Delaware and William & Mary, as well as getting offers and admitted to Princeton and Harvard. One of the reasons why I went to Princeton is because I wanted to play defense, because I thought, I'm not going to go to the NFL. Defense is fun, get some tackles, maybe a sack, a couple sacks, whatever. Got to Princeton, was actually fortunate through an injury to start a couple games at defensive end as a freshman. But then over winter break, I had a lot of Yingling and Labatt Blue Light probably. Went to the diner. I came back at 280, and they said to me, hey, Ross, you're going to start either way, but we think you could really be something on the offensive line. It's up to you. And I was torn. I didn't really want to play offensive line. I liked making tackles and hearing them say my name and all that stuff, but I never would have made the NFL on defense, to say the least. So me moving over was the best thing that ever happened in my life, other than meeting my wife and having my kids. It changed my whole life, and it's the reason why I'm talking to you guys on this show right now. It's because I moved to offensive line. Great question.
Thank goodness they moved you to offensive line then, Ross. All right. I'll tell you what, since this has been such an unusual Ask Ross segment, why don't we name co-winners week? They both are deserving. All right. All right. That's it for Ask Ross. Stick around. We have Bob and Andy coming back with position battles.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app now and use promo code KSN to play your first 24 hours of casino risk-free up to $200. That's promo code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.